as a society, we've got to figure out how to coexist with this kind of thing, whether it's the flu or Omicron. We've got to figure out how to deal with it. And I think the quicker we have the systems in place to allow us to do that, the better. And then we can get about our lives and we can start enjoying the kinds of things we like to do.
How have the students handled it?
You know, I would say it was mixed. Some had no problem at all. They bounced right through it, are still doing just fine. And others are having difficult times. I mean, there's enough mental health challenge going on in society the way it is. And then you layer on this from mental health and whatever personal challenges they have, maybe with their family, or maybe they don't have a place to sleep tonight, or maybe they're having difficulties at home, whatever the case might be. And then you layer on top of this a fear of a threat that you cannot see, and that is destabilizing for old people, young people, middle-aged people. It doesn't matter. So I would say that everyone has handled it each according to their own gifts, and if they are feeling pretty hardy and they have lots of supports with them, they handle it pretty well. And for those who have less supports and perhaps fewer gifts, then maybe they're struggling a little bit more. And